I'm sorry, I woke you up. I had a nightmare. No, it's okay. You don't have to turn on the light. Just go back to sleep. You have work in a couple of hours. I'm fine. You sure? Work is in. Okay. Just snuggle me a little bit. Yeah. Just spoon me like you usually do. I always feel so safe in your arms. I don't really remember. It was just freaky. Well, that's the thing. It didn't start out like a nightmare. It started with... Anyway, I don't really want to talk about it. Just go back to sleep. Babe. Please don't make me. Because it's embarrassing. Fine, we were having sex, okay? Details? I'm not giving you details, you perv. It was just sex. Now be quiet. I'm gonna go back to sleep. No. If I tell you, will you let me go back to sleep? Fine. Okay. So. We were in bed. Like this. Exactly like this, actually. We're snuggling. Spooning. You're holding me close. Pulling me back into you. My head is resting on one arm. Your other hand is resting on my hip. Yeah. Just like that. You're very warm, especially your hands. So, in the dream, your one hand is on my hip. And I don't remember what we're talking about in the dream, but you start doing this little stroking motion with your fingertips along my hip. Yeah, sort of like what you're doing now. And your fingertips slowly start trailing up my side. But it didn't tickle in the dream. Not for my ribs. Then it starts to slowly cut my breast. And then it started to, teasing my nipples, pinching, tugging like that. And then you started kissing the back of my neck. Whispering what you were gonna do to me and making me so wet. Then, while you were doing that, the center of my body, creating a trail of goosebumps slipping down until it got to my soaking wet pussy. But just as I was about to slip a finger inside, you grabbed my wrist, pulling my hand away. And in my ear, you growled, "No, that belongs to me." I could have come just from that. Your hips started to move against me from behind. And you started to shift your hips in small circles. And with your free hand, you tugged my hair a little, just so I remembered who was in control. Forcing my neck back, you kissed my forehead, and your hand slipped down my belly, my back firmly against your front. I could feel your cock hard and throbbing at the back of my leg. They massaged my inner thigh lightly before you slid your finger between my damp slit, pressing gently, making small swirls around my clit. Fuck yes. Just like that. My hips started bucking at your touch, feeling the pressure increase from your fingers. So your hand pulled my leg over your flexing hip because you couldn't be patient anymore. And you knew how much I wanted you to be inside me so bad. In the dream, you were quick, your heart cocked between my legs from behind before I could get my bearings, teasing my entrance. Yes, just as roughly as that. And then you slipped your thick cock into my pussy, warm and insistent. Deep and hungry, just like that. Oh, fuck. Yeah, like that. Maybe. Can you feel how wet I am for you? My pussy is so wet for you. Dream. I was taking your cock just like that, begging for more, whimpering for your cock. Oh, please, baby, fuck me deeper. I want all of it. I can take it. Belongs to you. Only you. Hold my hips and just fuck me. I want you to use my body just like you did in the dream. I want you holding me close to you, moving slowly, languidly. Your hand slipping between my thighs, making me tingle all over as you fuck me, play with my clit. you to fill me with your cock. And now, slowly, letting me feel every single inch. Yes. Yeah. Just like that. Oh yeah. I'm so close. Come for me, baby. Please. Come for me. Thank you, baby. I just realized what freaked me out in the dream. You said you were never gonna have sex again.